Welcome to Disney Dream Depot Live, episode number 4, with Dreamer Megan and Dreamer Brandy, for February 11th, 2010, Kids, Keepsakes, and Dining.
Thank you to all of our guests here in the room. I see some familiar names in here. Steve, nice to see you again. Lee, very nice to see you all. And looks like we have some new visitors today. Welcome. How are you tonight, Brandy?
I'm very excited. I'm ready to get started.
Wonderful. Anyone in the room have any questions for us to get started? You know, we have a little bit of a skeleton crew tonight. We have four of our Dreamers are actually in Disney World right now at the Disney Social Media Moms event, so we will be certainly able to give you some new information about all of the upcoming things they're doing this year at Disney World. Have you heard much about what's going on down there, Brandy?
I've been following them on Facebook, and I've seen that Joe Jonas is there. I don't know what he was doing there today. I don't know if that has to do with the conference or the thing that they're doing with the Give a Day stuff.
Yeah, well, they're having a lot of entertainment down there for the moms that are there, and they've made some big announcements. They've made some announcements about the Fantasyland expansion, and also that they're bringing the Spectro Magic Parade back. The electric parade is coming back to the Magic Kingdom.
Lots of exciting and new fireworks.
New fireworks, yes. So it's an exciting time for them. I'm anxious. Maybe some of those Dreamers will be with us next week and can share with us all of the wonderful things they're learning down there. Okay, not at DS Moms. Has some tips on bringing a one-year-old to the parks. Brandy, I know yours is a little bit younger than mine. I bet you have some good ideas for that.
Yes, I do. The first time that I brought sorry, I'm getting some feedback. But the first time that we brought Tyson to all of the parks have a changing area that has nice changing tables compared to some of the ones in the regular bathrooms. They've got breastfeeding areas, quiet rooms, a kitchen type area, microwaves to heat up.
Yes, Nana, they have a lot of wonderful things to help make your life with a little one easier there. I'm sure you'll know to bring your stroller, make sure that you have everything that you need to keep your little one comfortable, and then all of the special places that Disney has to help you get in touch there. I think we may have lost Brandy for a little bit, so I apologize for that. Does anyone else have any questions right now that they might need help with? Or do you have any specific issues that you need with your one-year-old? Yes, his first haircut. I think that's a fabulous idea. The barber shop on Main Street is an excellent place to bring them. Does he have much hair? I would suggest bringing your camera and lots of fun things so you can get all sorts of pictures of it. Can you get in a mohawk? I guess he must have a lot of hair then. That's fabulous. I think you should come with your camera, with your video camera, and some envelopes and get lots of hair clippings in there to keep and have some wonderful memories from Disney World.
You know, Megan, it's very interesting because not only do they do haircuts at the Disney Main Street Barber, but even if you don't want to get a haircut there, you can actually have them put hairspray and pixie dust in other children's hair, and it's a lot of fun for them, too.
Well, there you go. Unfortunately, my babies were all three before they had any hair to speak of on their heads, so... They did not
have
hair.
Megan, how old were your kids when you first took them to Disney World?
The youngest was two. The youngest we've ever taken any of them was 2 years old. We thought that that was a good age, that they were old enough that they knew who the characters were. And it's quite a trip for us. We live in Pennsylvania, so it's a little bit of a distance to go. So they were two. We started making the trips. And my son PJ is now 9, Sophie is 7, and Caroline is 5. So we've experienced lots of different ages through the years. It's good. It's fun. Yes, Moderator One, Donna, it is snowy in PA right now. I wish I were in Disney World right now. It is very snowy. How about you, Mike? How old was your son when you started going?
We took him for the first time 1 year, and for a lot of the same reasons. He understood who the characters were. He had started watching a lot of the movies, and we just felt it was the right time. And you know what? We had one of the best trips we've ever had. In fact, the one thing that I'd recommend for anybody traveling with kids, even if they're walking age, is to either rent or bring a stroller. Now, my wife and I, we really liked renting a stroller. We found out that if you rent for, you know, a longer period, 4 or 5 days at a time, discount, and then you're not having to struggle with that stroller on and off the buses or the planes. It just makes it really easier traveling. You can jump from park to park. You don't have to worry about taking it on and off the buses. You just bring your stamped ticket to the next park. They give you one, not a problem. And it's really nice. You know, Donna, you have one of the nice umbrella ones for $40. That's great, too. But a stroller of any kind just really saves the little ones' strength, and they just don't get as cranky.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. In fact, you know, we've always brought, I shouldn't say always. We have done both. We have rented and we have brought. And the renting was just great because we have 3 kids. So, you know, we brought a stroller when Caroline was the smallest, and we needed a stroller, we found, for the older kids, just because they get tired throughout the day. So we ended up renting a double stroller and then having our own stroller. But then the next year we went, they had bumped the prices up so much, and it's now $38 a day to rent the doubles. So what we did was we bought umbrella strollers that are very easy to fold and carry on the buses, and we have no trouble with that, and they can all take a break. Because their little feet, it's tiring for them to do. It's a lot of walking when you're at Disney World.
Hard walking, too. I mean, a lot of times you don't realize how hilly it is, and it's all concrete. So, you know, it's hard on those little feet.
It is. It is. And they enjoy the rest. And it's nice because we, you know, they can get up and walk and move when they want to, and we are more than happy to take those big old backpacks off our backs and put them in the stroller when they want to have a stretch of the legs, too. So it just, it's convenient and it's nice and it's easy.
Yeah, and
it's very important to have a cover on your stroller.
Yeah, exactly. Cover is very important. And Donna's right. You can definitely get more done, especially if you decide you suddenly want to pick up and book it across the entire park to pick up that last minute Buzz Lightyear mission. It's just great.
Yeah. Yes, and I see they're talking about how can you identify your stroller, especially if you don't rent one from Disney. Well, actually, I think it's harder to identify your stroller when you do rent from Disney because they all look the same. But what someone's saying they tie a bright orange sock on their stroller. What I do is I print out like a little, almost like a license plate, and I have it laminated, and I tie it to our stroller so it always looks different and we can identify them. And the umbrella strollers that we purchased 2 years ago for a trip to Disney World, one was lime and one was hot, hot pink. So the two of them together were always very easy to find. But, you know, when you're, especially if you're at the parks in a very crowded time, the stroller parking areas are crazy. And oftentimes people are surprised, they don't realize this, but the cast members will sometimes move your strollers. So your stroller may not be where you parked it when you come out of a ride or an attraction. So it's important to do something to identify your stroller so that you can find it easily.
Although it's not uncommon to see someone doing the stroller hunt for 3-4 minutes. I have to confess, I've done that myself.
Doing the stroller what, Mike? I didn't understand what you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Doing the stroller hunt. Just trying to find your stroller.
Yes, it is a stroller hunt. Yes. The reason that they move them, I think it's because they like to keep the traffic flowing and congestion, and usually when you're parked, there's a group that's already parked in front of you, and they come and get their strollers and leave all that empty space, but then they move them. I've actually watched the cast members come in and do that, and they're very quick and efficient, but as soon as one key lets out and they'll pick up their strollers, it leaves empty space.
Summer night tastic events. I'm not familiar with those, Megan. Are you familiar with the summer night tastic events?
I am not very familiar with it, but I do know that this was one of the announcements that they're making at the media event this weekend that some of our dreamers are at. So hopefully next weekend we will have, for our next show, a lot of information about that.
Yeah, it'll be great next week because we'll have so much new information from the event that's occurring. In fact, our four representatives are probably listening to the Jonas Brothers perform right about now. New Tower of Terror effects. Ooh, that'll be great.
Yes, there are new fireworks coming, and they're bringing back some oldies but goodies, I understand, too. To the fireworks show at Magic Kingdom. Yes, it would be very sad to see them get rid of Wishes. I have to agree with that.
I think Wishes is my absolute favorite fireworks. I just recently got to see the Epcot Reflections of Earth fireworks show, and it was great, but Wishes is just fantastic. Love the fact that Tinkerbell flies overhead. Wouldn't want to be Tinkerbell because Tinkerbell is really high. And they just do a terrific job with the music and the fireworks effects. It's just a terrific show.
Well, you know what it is? I just think that Wishes embodies everything that Disney is. Like you said, it's the music, it's Tinkerbell, it's just that enthusiasm and that excitement and the showmanship, really, that Disney is all about. And like Steve is saying, yes, absolutely. It's just not Magic Kingdom without Wishes. Wishes is just, you know, Jiminy Cricket when he's talking and all. It's all just, oh, gosh, I'll get weepy just thinking about it. It's just Disney. To me, it's just Disney and pure and simple.
It really is. It's just fantastic. And it's so interesting because you can identify Disney music. I've really noticed that there's just this style that screams Disney. And every time I start to hear it and recognize it, it chills down my back. It's love their style.
Yes, and I see Donna's here saying, she's saying, I was sad when Fantasy in the Sky left, but Wishes was better. And yes, it's true, you know, it's always sad when we see something that we love and it changes, and I hope they don't ever, ever, ever change or take away Wishes, but I have to believe when it's Disney, what they do well and they do it better. So if they do, be still my beating heart, if they do take Wishes away, I am sure that they will have something that will be Fantastic.
Oh, don't get rid of Fantasmic. I like Fantasmic too. I remember and that's just
and Fantasmic, I don't think of that really as a fireworks show. I think of it more as a theatrical show. I mean, yes, it has the effects and that kind of thing, but I don't really think of that as a fireworks show. And it's not one of my favorite shows at Disney, but I like that you get to see all of the characters, and my kids like all the boat riding and all, you know, all that stuff is really neat.
If you've never
and I'm always amazed at how, I still can't quite figure out the water screen, the way they do that is just so neat.
Yeah, it really is. It's you know, it's interesting. DS Moms Says the oldies keep coming back, or keep you coming back, new things to keep it exciting. And that's so true. They really want to keep it fresh, but yet they're really trying to get in this nostalgic feel. But I have to say, the one thing that actually made me a little sad with their new updates recently to Space Mountain and the Transit Authority is they got rid of Mr. Tom Morrow. At the close to the end,
I
as you're
about
going
that.
Through, they normally would page Mr. Tom Morrow, and they got rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so sorry. I love Mr. Tom Morrow.
I did too. But and I just love all those little clever things that they do. That I haven't heard it yet. You know, it was not changed the last time we were there. So.
Yeah, it's the new audio. I don't think it's as great, but I mean they are
no,
trying to keep
just...
things fresh.
Yes, of course. Your party from Saturn has arrived. Could you give them a ring? Now this is a little off topic, but I'll say this because I don't see questions just flying off the seat here. But you know, the other thing that's really funny in the old speech that they did on Blue Line reminds me of that when they talk about that, but the Jungle people planning special events at Disney World and things that they'd like to do simply for Valentine's Day. One of your students told you that they didn't like Disney World and they could never find Mickey. My goodness, I'm shocked at that. Did they ever actually go to Disney World? They didn't do Disney either way. Well, you know, Mickey Mouse will never be, from what I understand, Mickey Mouse has an internal GPS device so that he can never be on every street corner. And he's only in one place at one time, in one park. So I'll look for him a little bit. I could never find him. That's very interesting.
Yeah, generally I've always found Mickey pretty easy to find. But the one character that we actually really had a hard time finding until we did a search specifically for it was Daisy Duck. And Daisy Duck was a hard duck to find in the wild. And we finally did find
well,
her
you know where...
in the mornings over by the firehouse.
Oh, yes, we've seen her there.
But you know where also we have seen Daisy is at the Animal Kingdom. Donald's safari. Tyler Tusker House. But Jake almost always there. Of course, she's always there.
And she is
tough to nail down, I'll tell you.
I just want to apologize for the audio tonight. As you know, we are having a little difficulty. Brandy is having difficulty tonight with her internet, trying to get that straight out. But hey, this is a live show, so the show must go on. Hi, Queen of Hearts. Nice to
Hi
see
there,
you
Queen
today.
Of Hearts. How are you tonight? We are talking Disney. Are you planning a trip anytime soon? We'd all like you to take us with you, Mouse.
Especially from Pennsylvania, where we've got another 25 inches of snow. It can't be as cold as it is here. Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Yes, relatively speaking, it is cold in Florida right now, I understand. Mike, you were about to ask something?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, do you know how they select the family of the day? I've had questions before as to how to increase your chances of being selected family of the day, and I wasn't quite sure how they were selected to ride on the train and open the park.
You know what? I don't really know, but we have someone in the chat room who I think had that opportunity. So, not at DS Mom, would you like to tell us what happened for you? You know, I think it's really a matter of chance, and we can wait for her. They weren't the ones on the train. They were Mickey's first family of the day at the opening of Toontown. I think it's a luck of the draw, really, Mike. I don't know how they pick it, but
yeah, I don't either. We
someone came out and interacted with all the kids waiting there.
That's very cool. Yeah, they do such a great job.
During the Year of a Million Dreams, we were kind of following everyone around. We saw them at, you know, the giveaway uniforms. They were wearing the blue shirts and the bags and the khaki pants. And I really think for some of the bigger prizes, I know that they said the 100th person to walk through the turnstile at Tower of Terror, whatever it was. They had very specific things for some of those. But I don't know for the Family of the Day. Not at DS Moms. Did they tell you how you were chosen, or was it strictly a random thing? He's saying
well,
his handler told us he had chosen.
He walked up to her, grabbed her girl's hands, and then brought them under their robe. So it looks like it was just a random selection that day.
Yeah,
that's so neat, because they do such a great job trying to give.
Yeah, how lucky for you, not at DS Moms. They do. Disney does. They don't do anything. I'm always amazed every time we're there. Everything is just so thought out, you know, like Soarin', when you're riding through and the sights and the sounds, and then you're hit with the smells, and it's just amazing to me how they pay such close attention to every detail.
It really is neat.
not a DS Moms
are saying Moms.
We're dressed alike.
I was just picking up on that as well.
Hi. Sorry, I had to change computers and change mics and everything. The bandwidth is too
Brandy,
high for
back.
My laptop. I hope y'all can hear me okay. I was going to add on to being picked for Family of the Day or Toontown, like not at DS Moms. I'd say at least dress your kids in bright colors or matching, like not at DS Moms did. Something that'll make them stand out, so maybe the characters will notice them. Something along that line might help. I know that's true for is it the one at Hollywood Studios?
Yep.
Where they do
that.
The Star Wars, I don't know the name of it, where the little boys are picked and little girls are picked to do Star Wars. I know Bob over mm-hmm. at on the podcast, the Disunplugged podcast, always used to say, you know, wear bright clothing if you want to be picked. So
yeah,
that's a thought.
Now, the newest installment of Playhouse Disney, I know, I don't think they call kids up to the stage anymore. Is that right? Mike, were you there recently? In its earlier incarnation when they had Bear in the Big Blue House, and they used to call kids up, and my Sophie was called up once, and at the time, she was very into a show, and she was just dancing, but this was not a Disney show, unfortunately. Hush Hush that she was into. And the guy called her up on stage, and it was with Stanley. She had to show everybody how to beat on her chest like a gorilla. Yes, you're saying that they didn't do it at Disney in August. When they redid the show with the newer characters from Playhouse Disney, it was about a year and a half ago they redid it, and they don't call children up to the stage anymore. But in the past, they did. And so they called my daughter up, and he asked her name. And we have this on film. We're all excited. She's like, "Hi, my name is Stephanie," but her name is not Stephanie. So we were like, oh, she could have at least said Minnie or something. So, you know, we were just like, oh, this exciting moment. She's on stage at Disney, and here she's going to tell herself to the world. And she goes and gives them a pseudonym. Mouse
the
Expert
mouse
is here saying that
said,
when they do pick kids, have your kids look the cast members in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great tip, Mouse Expert.
You know, and to Brandy's point of dressing your kids up, that works really well for boys, too. In the parks, you'll mm-hmm. see the girls that have gotten dressed up, have been to Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo or Boutique, and it's great. You can see a lot of the girls dressed up, but not so many of the boys. And the one year, every year we've been, my son is always dressed like one of the characters. And he's gotten a ton of of attention and just extra time with the carrier or the characters. I can't speak tonight. And we found it really does make a difference because they don't see the boys dressed up as much.
Ryan,
that's true.
That's a really good tip. And I like the, I haven't got to do this yet, but the new pirate, I don't know the name of the shop, but it's like Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, but it's for pirates, little boys, little girls, adults, Pirates League. Thank you, Mouse Experts. And that seems like it would be a lot of fun, but Tyson's not old enough yet to do that. But I'm looking forward to that because he's a big Pirates of the Caribbean fan. So that was really good to add that.
That is cool. Yeah. And yeah, yeah, the, and that's, not at Disney Moms are saying girls can do it too. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Whole family can do it. Mom, dad, son, daughter. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of families gotten that done and gotten their pictures taken. Looked really, really nice.
And, you know, if you don't want to, or financially you can't go to Pirates League or Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, you can always go to the barbershop on Main Street and have them do the glitter Mickey Mouse ears and the Mickey Mouse head on the little boy or little girl hair or something along the line. And that's not very much at all. I think it's under $10. Or right at around 10. It's under 10, I think.
I think it's 6:30.
Mm-hmm. And that's just as fun. They do the spikes in the boys' hair and the tips with different colors.
You know, why you bring
Mouse Expert, are you talking about your 11-year-old daughter did Pirates League? Oh, for her birthday. That's nice.
Oh, that's a great birthday present. I was about to say, trying to manage some of the expenses, souvenirs can also become very expensive. And what we found is with my son, he really likes the pressed pennies. And so we got him one of the pressed penny books, and we let him do a couple of the pressed pennies every day, you know, different one at the parks. And it was great because then it kind of turned into a game too, and it was like a hunt to see which ones he didn't. And those only cost, so they're, you know, basically 51 cents. But it's a cheap way that you can allow them to have a souvenir and turn into a game too.
That's a great idea.
That's a good idea. But, you know, definitely a good way to keep the prices down because the souvenirs, you know, it can be crazy. So what we do is you know, every ride you go on, you spill out into a gift shop and you do all of that kind of stuff. But what we do is we just tell the kids the first day, look at everything, and on your last day, you get to pick that one thing. So that's what we do. And I see not at DS Moms is asking a question about when they usually offer free dining. Usually it's kind of a loaded word there. Traditionally, it tends to be August, September, and then sometimes again in December, but they don't always do it. And I've heard whisperings that they may not do it this year, so I guess don't count on it, not at DS Moms, but it's usually, I think, September. I don't know about October. I don't think October. At least it never has been when we've been there in October, but sometimes Christmas time they do it. Not Christmas time, early December. Yeah.
And Donna's also, saying if when you'll December sign up, sorry.
No, go ahead, Brandy.
If you sign up for Disney's emails, they will send you pin codes. That sometimes, now, you never know what the pin code's going to be. It's going to be the offer of the moment that Disney's randomly sending out. But sometimes you will get a really good pin code that might have free dining. You just don't know as far as when Disney or if Disney will be sending out pin codes for free dining. And you just have to, and it usually says Disney Destinations within your email. Look for Disney Destinations. And I've got before where parents stay for the price of the child, or children stay and eat free, or discounts on room-only codes, so percentages off. So that's also a way to go.
Yes, and mouse experts would say that there may not have the free dining, but sometimes you can get a plan that's better when you're paying for dining, but you can get better deals on the rooms. I recently got SimCode. I was so excited because it came, and I thought, oh, for sure it's not going to be the dates that we're planning. And believe it or not, it was, and it was for 40% off of the rooms. So, you know, that was too good to pass up.
And sometimes,
Queen of Hearts is mentioning you can ask.
Sometimes, if your dates are blocked out, mine did not show up for my December code that I received. Mine were a week prior to when the code started back up, and I asked about it, and I received it. Now, you'll get different answers from different cast members. So
yes, you do.
It's just luck of the draw.
Yep, that's true.
That's right, Queen
Donna
Hearts.
Saying
you can
she
call and ask.
Donna tried that once, and they said they never heard of you. Donna, are you on the email list?
And then that's when I say, okay, thank you, and I hang up, and I call back again and get someone that will help me.
Well, you know what? The PIN codes seem to be, you know, some people seem to get them a lot, and there seems to be no rhyme or reason why certain people get them. I get promotions a lot, but not always the PIN codes, and the PIN codes tend to be a little bit better deals, I think. But I will say this, we were just looking at different dates, trying to figure out when we wanted to go, and then about 2 weeks after that, I got an email saying, you know, oh, we see you're looking at coming back again. We'd love to have you. Here's a great PIN code. So I was like, So try that little trick out. Surf around on the website, put your name in, and don't book anything, and maybe you'll get one that way. Any rumors for discounts in the summer, like mid to late June? I haven't heard any rumors of anything coming. One of the websites I like to check a lot is mousesavers.com, and they often, when new codes or new discounts are released, they're usually pretty good about posting them on there, not at DS Mom, so I would check there and see what you can find.
We haven't gotten one years, and then just recently got one, so it's... I think sometimes it is just luck of the draw, and hopefully you get a good one.
Just recently, I got a PIN code for a $500 gift card this summer if you stay at a deluxe, and it was May through August. Well, the funny thing is the general offer, special offer right now, if you stay at a deluxe, you get $750 gift card, but that ends on, I think, June the 3rd. So my dates, I'm going in May, and my date overlaps both of the offers. So the cast member laughed when I pointed out, well, I'm going in May, so if I was going to do that, I'd just get the $750 gift card. She said, yeah, you're right. It doesn't work for you.
You know, and also I just want to mention that a lot of this discussion came up in regards to the free dining. Now, my wife, and the 1 year they actually had a free Disney dining option off of if you booked a rack rate room. And we actually ran a spreadsheet and that to if we just bought the Tables in Wonderland card, and actually for us and the way we would eat, it was actually cheaper for us to use the Tables in Wonderland card than get the free Disney dining. So you really want to look at how you like to eat and what you're planning to do. Free Disney dining may not always be the option overall.
Yes, I agree with that. But, you know, I think it can depend a lot on your family size and the age of your children, too, because we have three children, and they are all under 10 now, so they're still considered children on the dining plan, which for them may have gone up, but the last time we were there, it was $11 a day for a kid, and, you know, you just cannot, if you're paying out of pocket for your meals at Disney World, You cannot feed a child for under $11 in a day. And we, you know, for my husband and I, we certainly wouldn't spend, I think it's $38 a day for the adult, that much on ourselves. But because we have three children, it works out to be a good deal for us, whether we pay for it or not, the dieting plan. And it's just, it's convenient to have it all done and taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all about your situation, and you just don't want to assume that the Disney dining plan is right. You really sometimes have to do your homework.
Yeah, and they're talking in the chat room about the tips not being included, and that is true. The dining plan did include tips in its previous incarnation, and for then it was the biggest deal around, because it was great, and appetizers. Yeah, you know, I wish they would have just given you the choice of an appetizer or dessert, because quite frankly, I'd rather have a salad
or
with my
dessert.
Meal
mm-hmm.
than a huge dessert afterwards. Right. But you know, but that being said, when they had the tip included, the tip was included. You had an appetizer, a meal, and a dessert. I mean, it was way too much food, and it was definitely
a lot of food.
A bargain. But now you do have to pay for the tip, which you know. For us, because we have the three kids, it still works out okay. But I think when our oldest one branches into the 10-year-old group and he's an adult, I think it probably wouldn't be as beneficial for us anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, we like to eat at a sit-down restaurant table service every night or almost every night. And sometimes we do lunch and then eat counter service for dinner. But it works out good for us to do that because just for the two of us now, Tyson just really doesn't eat much because he's not even three yet. But for us, we're big eaters,
right.
And we like the nice restaurants. We like Jiko, which is two table service. We like Boma and Sana and Chef Mickey and Ohana and all these, you know, places that are really expensive. I mean, you're talking for some of them after tip almost $100, $70, $80 for just the two of us. So the dining plan always works out great for us because I can share a lot of my meal with Tyson until he turns three, and then we have to pay for him. So for our family, it does work, and I've done that about four times, including when they first introduced it and included the appetizer, the tip was in it, and that was on our honeymoon. That was a lot of food.
It was a lot of food, yes. And at the end, you know, we always bring, like, granola bars and cereal bars and things like that that we eat in the room before we leave unless we've booked a breakfast. But
mm-hmm.
it is so much food. And we always found ourselves on the last day going down to the snack shop or the, you know, the counter service in the hotel and buying like the Mickey Rice Krispie treats and the cookies left over because
mm-hmm.
you know you have the snack credit for every day that we very very rarely did we ever use it.
And we always do use ours. I fell in love in December with the cinnamon almonds. I had not seen those there before.
Those
are just in the winter. I'm not sure, but those were wonderful. So I use most of my
mm-hmm.
snack credit every day getting my cinnamon almonds.
Well, I'm laughing, too, because I
okay.
see in the chat room the mouse experts have said great for lunches weeks later. And I have to tell you, I was cleaning out my pantry recently, and I found Mickey Ears Rice Krispie Treats they had to be, gosh, 7-8 months old, that they fell down in something. They were inside a little container. I was like, oh, lovely. But it was, you know, that's what it is. Sneak them in lunches. That's a wonderful idea.
I think one
idea.
Of my favorite snacks I'll say Magic Kingdom because they change parks, but at the Magic Kingdom, my favorite is the good old-fashioned Mickey Head ice cream. They use a terrific quality of ice cream and chocolate to dip those. I tell you, they're just great. The other great one is ice cream sandwich. Two
mm-hmm.
big chocolate chip cookies sandwiched with French vanilla ice cream at the shop. Absolutely
Yeah.
How about you, Megan? What's your favorite snack?
Oh gosh. I've never really met a snack I didn't like, I don't think. I would have to say probably oh gosh, I don't know, the Rice Krispie treats, I think. I like the ice cream but it's too much for me that much. And the Mickey ears, I'll share those with the kids. Oh, actually, no, I do have a favorite, but it's not very Disney, but the frozen lemonade that you can get.
Yes.
Love those.
That's
Love,
Oh, and
love,
that's
love, love,
great in
love.
the
Love those.
and then
the
Mal
mouth
I like the
section
frozen.
is asking about cinnamon almonds.
You
Brandy,
can
where
get
did
them
you get the
over
cinnamon
by
almonds?
you can get them over by Pirates of the Caribbean. It's next to stroller parking on the side of Pirates of the Caribbean where they do pirate tutorial. And there's also a Coke stand right there. And then at Epcot, it was over by Test Track. They had a cart over there. I do not know about Animal Kingdom. We didn't spend a whole lot of time there this December, but I've been through.
Well, it's funny watching all the responses here and between us talking, and it's not one of my favorites, but I can't believe we haven't seen or heard of the Dole Whip coming through tonight. There it is, Dole Whip. I tried to make that at home one time. It's too much. It's too sweet. I'm not really a big sweet person, so it's too heavy for me. But we make them at home when we're kind of in a Disney mood. We get our Mickey head chicken nuggets and grapes. The kids want Dole Whips for dessert when we do that. We have Mickey nights here every once in a while. Not at Disney Moms. I'm saying it's good, but not her favorite. And I'd have to say that's kind of how I feel. It's one of those things you have to do because you're at Disney, but it's not my favorite.
Way to cool down in the summers though. That and
Okay.
the frozen Coke as well. Those it's a great way when you're just really hot, just to stop, take a break, and refresh a little bit.
Queen of Hearts is saying her husband would tell her she's lost her mind if we ate Mickey food. My husband has learned to deal with it in this house, but this isn't even my own making. I don't know if it's Tyson or if it's Purdue, but somebody makes the Mickey ears chicken nuggets. You can get them at Costco now in this huge bag, and it's not processed chicken. It's like normal chicken, so it's actually pretty good.
I've not seen those. Of course, I haven't looked either. So funny, not at DSM Mom says her daughter cries at Drewby's Disney World commercial. My wife cries at the same commercial. We go into Mickey withdrawal.
Yeah, me too. It's the music. It's the mouse. It's the mouse.
It's interesting because some people just don't understand that. I get laughed at work a lot because I talk about a Disney a lot, and they kind of look at me and shake their head sometimes. But you know what? It's just such a wonderful feeling when you're walking down Main Street.
There's nothing like it. That first day when you're back there, and to me, it's not even walking down Main Street. It's taking the bus and driving up. You take that long loop around. You go past the parking lot, and then you can start to hear the music coming through. Like they put it on in the bus, and then you get off and you hear all the music and the smells, and then it's even just disembarking the bus, approaching Main Street. That gets me every time. That first glimpse of the castle, Queen of Hearts is saying, yes, when you're even on the highway sticking up and you can see Space Mountain. My mother and father-in-law were with us last time and they thought something was seriously wrong with me because I start crying when we get that close to the
I would
park.
too.
Yeah,
Sorry, I got
it's
booted out again.
absolutely. Oh, no problem, Brandy.
Connection problem.
Ooh, Mickey curtains. Steve made his own.
Mickey?
Oh.
That's impressive, Steve.
I
The
just
purple
recently
sign.
I just recently purchased from one of the websites the Animal Kingdom Lodge comforter and the duvet cover to match for the smaller bed. So I'll be getting those
too. Oh, how nice.
Yeah,
nice. I'm excited. I know. Well, you know, it's funny, like, you know, the Disney obsession is contagious, I guess, because my girls recently have been drawing on our driveway, Disney World. Like, they draw this little world, and they'll be like, Mommy, come play, and, you know, we're going to go to Epcot, and then when we're done, we're going to go over to Hollywood Studios, because we have to go see Ariel, of course, and they draw literally, and it's so dynamic, and they have the monorail going, and they have, like, a bus depot, and today, in the snow, they actually started building Cinderella's castle instead of a snowman. They wanted to, can you help us build the castle? I'm thinking, how the heck am I going to do this? But they love it.
Tyson,
and it's just so cute.
Does that, too. He's almost three. He'll be three next month, and we get on the couch and he acts like he's driving car, and I say, where are we going? He said, we're going to Disney World. We're going to ride the monorail. We're going to ride pirates. So I started in young.
The mouse experts is talking about mouse surplus. He's trying to justify where to put a monorail door in the house. You know, mouse experts, I think you just modify that door to become your front door.
And the one that I used, I mean, I don't know anything about them yet. I haven't received the package yet, but I purchased the comforters on ownthemagic.com, which is, an advertiser on DCOT website, Disney Community of Tomorrow. You can listen to music on that website, and I found the link there. And they had some big pieces also. You might want to check their mouse experts for monorail door.
What was that website again? You can do, if you get to missing Disney World too much, I've been looking at Google Earth. And at Google Earth, you can actually walk through the parks in full 3D. And it's a terrific way just to visit the parks in a virtual visit. And it's amazing the level of detail that they've actually gotten. You can actually walk under the arches as you go into the Magic Kingdom. It's fabulous.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it is.
I'll have to check that out.
My 9-year-old son does that constantly. He's fascinated with Google Earth, and he thinks it's the neatest thing. And 9 times out of 10, if he's not looking at, like, Veterans Stadium or Lincoln Financial Field or some Philadelphia sports area, he is looking at Disney World, and he's planning out our trips. And look, if we stayed here, we'll be this close to here. And look, you can see the safari. And he checks it out all the time. All the time. It's crazy. It's not crazy because I'm his mom, but, you know, it's funny.
Queen of Hearts, I have the shirt, too. I wear it all the time and usually get comments saying, what in the world is that on your shirt? But I guess those people are not the ones familiar with the monorail, but I love it, too. Not at DS Moms. You can get it, the shirt, and most of the gift shops have it now. It used to be that you couldn't really find it, and I found it at Epcot. But I found it at the Pop gift shop in December. Moderator One, yeah, Mouse Gears. That's where they had it that I saw at Epcot.
Well, it's amazing how fast this goes, but I just left in tonight's session. If you do have a question, that please feel free to post it at the forums on Disney.com. We've got a lot of great Disney.
Not at DS Moms is asking what we do to keep trips special when we've been so many times. I think every trip is special because we make it that way and we make it something different. We always try to do something new, and we ask the kids, you know, if you could pick one place, you know, we let them help pick where we're going to eat, and we try and think of something that we're going to celebrate while we're there to make it special and to remember that, you know, when we went this time, we were celebrating that you graduated from kindergarten, or, you know, it was so-and-so's birthday, or whatever we're going around, whatever time of year it might be, we celebrate that, and we make that particular trip a new, brand-new, different experience. And it's never failed, you know. They
always
love to keep going back, so that works mm-hmm. for us.
We always we try to choose a different resort to stay at. We've tried All-Star Sports, All-Star Music, Pop Century has the big icon stuff, like the Dalmatians and Mr. and Miss Potato Head and the Big Wheel. But in May, to celebrate our 3-year anniversary and to do something special for Tyson, we got a Savannah View room at Animal Kingdom Lodge. And that was something different that he had never experienced before. And he called it, now we're Southern, so he didn't call it a balcony. He called it the porch. So we had to go out on the porch to see all the animals. So that was really special to him. So we just, and this time we're staying at Coronado Springs, so that'll be like a little beach that he can play on and do something different, and a nice pool. So that's how nice. We try to change it up.
That's a great idea.
There's Moderator always one. Something I love that idea. New to do as well. There's something different. You know, if you haven't seen the hoop, that's something else special. That
mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of different things that aren't as well publicized as the parks, the boardwalks. There's a lot of different things that I think you can do. Not a DSM model that they resort hops. Now that is a lot of fun. During the Christmas season, we went and toured all the resorts because every resort has a different, usually gingerbread or chocolate related centerpiece, whether it's that house at the Grand Floridian or the chocolate carousel at Beaches. It's just a great way to really check out some of the other resorts.
And if you'll look out for discounts, Deluxe wasn't in our budget either, and not at DS, Mom said, and when they did the 4-3 deal, stay 4 days, get 3 days free, room and tickets, that's how we were able to afford Animal Kingdom Lodge.
In the chat, we're talking about Jennifer's one of our dreamers, and she's stuck on Space Mountain, and Mike, who was the husband, is laughing, saying, serves her right for leaving me here. Oh, no. Oh.
That's pretty good. Can't say I'm too sorry for... I'll get her out.
Oh, that's too funny. Well, I hope she's, at least she's, if I had to be stuck anywhere, I think I'd be okay being stuck on Space Mountain. I'd rather be stuck somewhere else in Magic Kingdom, but, yes, Mouse Express, I can think of worse places to be stuck.
Well, everyone, it's now 10 o'clock. You've been listening to Disney Dream Depot Live. And it's time for this evening's session to end. We apologize if you've not been able to get your questions answered tonight. However, please feel free to post your questions in the forum right here at DisneyDreamDepot.com. Our expert team of Disney Dreamers will be happy to answer any questions you might have. But for now, we wish you a magical good night.
Thank you, everybody. Everyone. Thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful night.